Hello, class, and welcome to the first episode of A Plus Anime. I am your teacher or professor, whatever, Ian Preschel, and this is my TA this week, Nato Johnson. How are you, Nato?
I'm doing good, thank you.
Even while you're recording with one hand in your bed right now?
Yeah. It's sexy time realize, in my classroom.
Yeah, I didn't realize the sexual connotation until after the fact.
Yeah.
but... Okay, so once again, everyone, welcome to A Plus Anime. So on this show, we take the top rated anime and test them to see if they get an A Plus from us or an F, and try and learn a little bit in the process. So for those who don't know, I am Ian Preschel. I am from the OK Beast podcast, and on there, I'm often asked about different anime or different manga or different Japanese stuff because I currently live in Japan. So the reason why I started this podcast is because people recently have been asking me questions like, you know, Ian, what anime is good? Or, oh, Ian, which anime is a good anime to start with? And what's the best anime? Or what's the best one that is this genre or that genre? So I wanted to start this show as a forum to talk about that sort of stuff and to help people if they don't know much about anime, but they want to get started. So this is our first episode. And our first episode, we're going to be talking about Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood. And now, Nato, have you ever seen this anime before or no?
Yes. This is probably nearly top three. It's somewhere top three of my favorite anime ever.
And you wouldn't be alone in that sentiment because on the website that we're using to base this show's format on is a show called myanimelist.net. So myanimelist.net. And if you go on there, you can see in the top left corner, top anime. And we're basing our watch order on this list. So number one is a movie, and I didn't want to start us off with a movie, especially one that isn't easily available. So I went with number two, and number two is Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood. And again, this is rated one of the top on myanimelist.net, and it's also actually rated very highly on IMDb and, you know, different movie websites as well. So you can tell this is kind of widely seen as like a high-rated anime. As someone who's seen it before, do you agree, Nato, or no?
Yes. Oh my God. Yeah. This is one of the ones that I like sit down with my mates and like, look, if you want an anime, this is kind of your one. It takes a few episodes to get into it though. That's its only downside. While there's some other ones that pretty much hit you from the first episode, this one takes about three or four episodes to kind of get into the swing of the tone and movement of this anime.
So now do you follow? So again, people who don't know that much anime, or maybe not a lot of TV shows as well this works with. I usually give every show that I watch a three-episode rule. So if by the third episode or like the third or fourth episode I'm like hating it, I don't watch it anymore. Do you also do that, Nato, or no?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Some, so it's not just
it's some, though, the first episode can be really not tonal, like at all what I want. So sometimes I will give it even one episode. But yeah, the three ones you kind of give, especially for anime.
Yeah. I don't know where that rule came from, but for whatever reason, I always think whenever I watch an anime, I think, all right, I got to give this till episode three. And then if I'm hooked by three, then I jump like, you know, whole hog into it. But anyway, so one of the reasons why we call this show A Plus Anime is because, you know, my job while I'm not doing podcasts or internet stuff with Blessing on our other shows is I'm a teacher. And that's one of the things I love to do is teach and learn and do those sort of things. So Nato and I both agreed with at least this episode that, you know, we love anime, but we don't know that much about it, about the industry, about the people in it. So I wanted to kick this episode off with a little bit of information for those who might know some stuff about anime, but don't know about the creators of Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood. So the director of Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood was Yusuhiro Irie, and I hope I'm saying that right. Japanese names are still really hard to say, even though I live here. Definitely. Like, have you found that as well, Nato? That like,
when I was on holidays in Japan, man, it was like, even some of the people that we ran into that spoke English, like tried to like teach us their names. And I was just like, it took so many attempts to try and even get like the pronunciation even correct.
Yeah. And I've been living here for a year and I still have problems with it. And funny story. So I'm currently dating a wonderful Japanese girl named Kaori, and she recently talked to my mom over the phone, and my mom goes, yeah, so Kairi, how is Kairi doing, to me, like later that day? And I'm like, oh no, oh God, no, please. Like, oh man. So that's going to be an interesting thing to have my very American non-Japanese mother try and speak any form of Japanese to my girlfriend. But that's a story for another day. So the director on this show is Yasuhiro Irie, and he has worked on animes such as Mobile Fighter G Gundam, and he was the key animator, Cowboy Bebop, another huge anime success. Then he worked on various others, but as one of my favorite animes, Soul Eater, and he was the OP storyboarder, the episode director, and key animator. And then the anime that we're talking about now was one of his later works, Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood, from 2009 to 2010, and he was the director. So if I look at all this information now for Yasuhiro, he apparently started off as a key animator in 1992 and then slowly started to gain, I guess, popularity and experience, and then over time became a director towards the end, or like towards the end of like where he is at now, the 2012-ish area. He's also worked on OVAs and movies. The OVAs he's worked on are like Fire Emblem stuff, JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, Escaflowne, Digimon Adventure, Summer Wars, Cowboy Bebop, the movie, and Fullmetal Alchemist Conqueror of Shambhala in 2005. So he's worked on many, many different things, and he seems to be a very popular director. Have you seen Mobile Fighter G Gundam or Cowboy Bebop or any of those things that I've listed, Nato, or no?
Yeah, Cowboy Bebop's probably is my top. I don't think there's many things that would kind of give it a swing to for the top spot on my list, but yeah. Oh, God, I love Cowboy Bebop. And yeah, Gundam.
I have a friend that really loves it as well.
Yeah, Gundam's probably the thing that got me into Gundam, anime. Gundam before Dragon Ball Z kind of cemented anime into my life.
Mm, okay, cool. But yeah, he apparently has worked on a bunch of things that I've loved, and I had no idea. Like Soul Eater is one of my favorite anime, and I had no idea this guy was attached to it. But anyway, moving on, this anime was produced by Studio Bones. Now, if you don't know much about anime, you might not have heard the studio, but it's a very popular studio, and they've worked on many popular anime, especially in the modern day. So Studio Bones has worked on stuff such as Fullmetal Alchemist in 2003, Soul Eater in 2008, Brotherhood in 2010, and then Eureka 7 in 2012. Now, when we get to the more modern stuff, we see that they're becoming very, very busy. Now, do you know Space Dandy?
I've heard of it, but I haven't seen it myself.
Yeah, so around 2014 is when they really started to like pick up in terms of like busyness. So they've worked on Space Dandy, Noragami, Soul Eater Not, Space Dandy 2, Noragami Arigato, My Hero Academia, super popular right now, Bungo Stray Dogs, Mob Psycho 100. So like this studio has worked on a lot of things.
Yeah, in 2016 they worked on like two of my favorites, which is Bungo Stray Dogs and Mob Psycho. Like I love them, so...
Yeah, like in 2016, they've worked on literally 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 different anime.
Yep.
Like, wow. Yeah. So you said you watched Bungo Stray Dogs. Do you think it's a good anime or no?
I don't know. I'm still at probably the fourth episode, but I'm really loving the concept. But then like I've seen, because I follow like Crunchyroll and stuff like that, like their Twitter and all that, and they always release like a little bit of snippet from an episode. And man, some of the future episodes looks really good, and like there's some Lovecraftian things coming into it and stuff. So I'm like,
interesting. I might have to go back and finish like Cthulhu?
This. Yeah.
Like the Octopus Lord Cthulhu?
Yeah.
All right, that's a good sell right there. Okay.
Yeah, it looks like one of them turns into Cthulhu, so I'm pretty excited.
Whoa, all right. Well, be right back. I'm going to go watch that right now. Forget the show. I'm leaving to go watch the Cthulhu show.
And Mob Psycho is probably my top from last year.
Oh yeah, Mob Psycho is probably one of my favorite animes of this year of 2016, or of last year, 2016. Amazing. Same kind of the same feel as One Punch Man, but still like a different kind of soul, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you've learned anything from what we just said, bravo, but the short version of this is that this anime has a high pedigree. It has tons of talented people working on it, and I just wanted to give those people a shout out in this intro segment. So that's the history lesson of today's class. Now I want to move on to current events. So now we watched Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood for this episode, but I want to know, before we start talking about Fullmetal, are there any animes that you're watching right now that you want to talk about, Nato?
So we have like mentioned this on our podcast, but I'm started watching Voltron on Netflix, which used to be a big anime, But now, like, it's been redone by DreamWorks. So then it, like, begs the question of, like, is it anime anymore now that it's, like, getting made by an American cartoon studio rather than a Japanese-produced studio?
Yeah, and we were talking about the differences, like, you know, what makes an anime as opposed to what makes a cartoon. And we kind of came to the conclusion that in Japan, the anime means the word animation. That's all it really means. So if you're watching an American cartoon in Japan, Japanese people would just call that anime. But to anime fans in the West, or like in English-speaking countries, they consider anime based off of location. So for example, if I'm an American and I'm watching SpongeBob, SpongeBob is not an anime. SpongeBob is a cartoon.
Yeah.
Do you agree? Or like that's my, SpongeBob that's been like is my saying of it.
But then there's things like Avatar and stuff like that. They're like The Last Airbender, Avatar. That it's just like, it trips the line of like, is this a cartoon? Is this an anime? And
yeah,
stuff like that.
Yeah, exactly. And I've had this conversation with people a lot and they say like, oh, you know, well, where do you see Avatar? And I think to myself, well, Avatar is anime styling, but it's made in America, but it's clearly inspired by anime, both in like the tropes of it and like how the characters are made. And like, even the setting is Asian. It's an Asian setting. So it's kind of hard to like, you're right. It does blur the line of like where the anime begins and where the cartoon ends, kind of. So it's very strange.
Yeah. It's just one of these things, because, like, cartoons were always seen for kids, but anime for years and years, and probably since the start, has been for all ages, and there's a lot of, like, and there's a lot of themes in Fullmetal Alchemist that get really, really dark, and, like, I would never show those to kids. So that's, like, that was where the line was back in the day, but now people realize that cartoons can be for adults now, like South Park and stuff like that, and then, but less of the comedy factor now is starting to flow over into normal, like, American-style cartoons.
Yeah, it's so strange. It's so strange when you try and break it down into its granular parts of like, oh, you know, is this an anime? Is that an anime? I don't know. I always say it's based off location. If they're speaking English, if the English is the modern tongue, if the English is like their language that it was made in, then it's a cartoon. But if it's Japanese, then it's an anime. So that's the way I see it.
Most definitely.
Yeah. So we are going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we are going to finally talk about Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood, and we're going to give our opinions on whether we think this is an A+ or an F, and we will be right back.
I'm actually his younger brother, Alphonse.
You're the Full Metal Alchemist? Sorry, I had no idea you'd be so...
Go on, say little. I dare you.
All right, everyone, welcome back, and we are here on A+ Anime, and we are talking about our Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood, I guess, watchdown? I'm not sure exactly what we're calling it yet. But I have Nato Johnson here with me, and we are going to talk about episode 1 of Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood. So now, Nato, I just want your general thoughts on this episode, and only episode 1, because we want to make sure that we have newcomers or people who don't know much about anime have, like, the most basic experience. So what do you think of episode 1?
Well, like, originally, when I originally watched it, I liked it a lot. But then, like, for this, I went back and rewatched it. And is this a really, really weird episode compared to the rest of the seasons and stuff like that? Because, like, in that first episode, it, like, throws every single tone that the animes, like, each episode's going to cover. Like, they throw a lot of comedy at you. They throw a lot of seriousness at you. They throw, like, themes and stuff like that. But, like, I don't know if it really, like, overwhelms the senses with how, like, they go from left to right to left to right so much in that first episode. Because, like, it starts with them fighting Isaac, the water or ice alchemist. But then, like, after the first fight with him, they have a scene with Mustang and stuff like that in the office. And it's – they do the usual joke where, like, they come in and they think Alphonse is the oldest one, isn't he?
No, Edward is older, but Alphonse is the one in the
That's
armor.
Right. Yeah, no, yep, I did have it right. So, yeah, they think Alphonse is the older of the two brothers, and they think he's the Full Metal Alchemist because he's in the full armor of suit and stuff like that. And they do that joke that's played a bit through the seasons and stuff like that. But, yeah, like, it flicks around a lot in that first episode. So, I don't know, like, I loved it seeing it the first time I watched it, but, like, now, with my prior knowledge of the other seasons, it's like it gives a bit of a misdirection of how the show's kind of being from there on.
Yeah, and I completely agree with you. Like, I've watched, just for context, I've watched Full Metal Alchemist, the 2003 version, and we're going to talk about why there are two series to look at later, but I watched the 2003 version on Adult Swim, and that story is very different from this story. All right, yeah, am I correct on that one?
I know the final episodes are different. Anime at all. I mean, in the manga at all, which is the... a lot of people's big thing about Brotherhood, it's like, oh, it follows the manga a lot more and stuff like that. But Isaac himself is, like, not even in the manga and stuff like that. So it's a completely new character. It is made by the director. When they were making this season, they got him to create an original character that they could use for this. So yeah, it is technically canon because he created it, the director. But, yeah, that whole episode doesn't need to exist if it didn't need to. But it... I don't know. It's just like the first episode of most anime where they like throw everything at you like, here's what's to come.
Yeah, yeah. I find that in the first episodes of anime, they either give you way too much or they focus on one thing way too much. Like, for example, Soul Eater, again, one of my favorite anime. The whole plus of that anime is the cast of characters. But in the first three episodes, they only follow two main characters per episode. So, for example, in the first episode, they follow the main heroine. The second episode, they follow the main hero. And then the third episode, they follow someone completely different. So you kind of, like, have this odd focus. And I feel like Full Metal Alchemist also has a focus problem in the first episode. But I'm going to read off just some of my notes that I took during the episode, which is weird. I've never done this before. But I'm just going to read off some stuff, and I want you to see... I want you to agree or disagree overall. So... Number one, great opening song.
Yeah.
And I think that's an awesome thing to start an anime off with, like, with a good intro.
There's not many good animes that don't have a good intro. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
I haven't seen many animes that have that I really like that have a bad intro, which is a good thing.
Yeah. And then my number two is great voiceover in episode one and in general. Because I think I watched the first series in English, and I'm very attached to those voices because there was good voice acting, surprisingly, for the English version. But in Japanese, the VO is still very, very good.
Okay. That's about one of the only animes I haven't listened to in its... Well, that and Dragon Ball Z, because I hate Goku's voice in Japanese. But then I never grew up with that Japanese voice. So,
yeah,
but
yeah.
Most animes these days, because I want to watch them when they come out, most of them haven't been dubbed yet. They're only sub, so I just get used to most of the... the Japanese voices and stuff. But this one I literally watched straight from English from the start. So, yeah, I got quite acquainted to the English acting voices.
Yeah. The music as well is very good. That I didn't... I guess maybe I wasn't noticing it when I first watched the 2003 series, but the music, the orchestral music in this anime is beautiful. And I think that also makes it very approachable for people who don't know a lot about anime. It seems like just a fantasy movie with the music.
Yeah. Well, that's, the tone, the like, overall, it's like a fantasy. But then it's
world,
not. It's a weird one to peg what, like, genre you'd put that one in.
Yeah, because it has, like,
alchemy is, like, has, a fantasy thingish. Yeah.
That's magic, essentially.
Yeah.
But it's also science, because there's also, like, a science part to it.
Yeah.
There's, like, yeah, it's very strange. And which is why I'm confused about why people say this is like a good anime to show people that aren't into anime, because there's so many like nuances to this. Like there's so many different things you need to keep track of like alchemy is magic, but then there's also like, you need certain components to do stuff.
Yeah.
Then there's like the government angle. Then there's like the like rogue alchemist angle. There's so many things going on at once. And that also brings me to my next point, is there's a lot of info at once and they don't waste any time with it.
No.
So
they introduce pretty much every main character that you will see for the rest of the anime, except for some other ones that come in further on, but like it'd be impossible to show them at this stage. But you get Armstrong, you get Mustang, you get the Fuhrer, you get both the boys. God, you like get pretty much all the main guys. Oh, and the guy with his family that always brings up his family. I can never remember
his
name.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I forget his name as well. But but literally, I have that tone. I have that thing written on the top where it's like, oh, a lot of info at once. But then later in my notes, I write, wow, fast paced as fuck. Like so many things are told to you at once. It's crazy.
There's so many spoilers as well. Yeah. Like if you've seen the whole series, like this first episode pretty much tells you everything.
Yeah. there's like so many things. Like if you've seen even the 2003 version, if you look at this, you'll see like, oh wait, there's so many hints dropped in the beginning of the series. Yeah. Like, so if you're a very observant person, you might see some interesting things in the first episode.
Haven't finished this completely, have you? Like Brotherhood?
No, I've never finished it.
Have you read the manga?
No.
Oh man, this is going to go a completely different direction when it gets to the end for you. Like even the homunculi are completely different in this. So like
I heard from some people that it was very different.
Yeah.
So maybe we'll do another episode like down the line of like, so yeah, Ian, I want to see you at the end. Let's see what's Oh, I'm going to be a changed man.
Yeah. The final fight in this is probably my top fight in all of like, you know, like the big style animes, like the big fights. The final fight blew my mind.
Is like one of your favorite?
Yep. Definitely.
Wow. So, that's awesome. Yeah. I'm excited then to see that. So see, this is what's awesome about this show idea to me is that like, I haven't seen a lot of these anime on this list and I consider myself an anime fan. So like when I see stuff like Brotherhood being number two, I'm like, oh wow, why is it number two? Like, why isn't the 2003 series on there? And then I hear you say it's one of the best fights you've ever seen. And that gets me excited. And that's kind of what this show, the purpose of the show is to introduce old fans to new stuff. Then also say, hey, if you don't know much about anime, here's us talking about this episode that is apparently supposed to be like one of the best ones out there. So, wow. That made me happy that I just am like, I'm like super pumped now to go watch the rest of this show.
I can't wait. But like I really want to hear you at the end, tell me your opinions. Cause oh man, cause I've seen both. Not a big fan of the original anime. I used to love it, but then watching this, it's so clean cut and they cut so much of the fat off. That's usually pretty predominant with most of these. Like, I wouldn't really call Full Metal Alchemist shonen because it wasn't in the shonen magazines, was it?
I'm not sure actually, to be honest with you.
Yeah, but it's in the style of the shonens, like the hero character, big adventure, saving the world and stuff like that. But a lot of them have their filler episodes and stuff. And I felt the 2003 one has like, it drags on a lot on certain issues and stuff like that. While Brotherhood kind of just like is a sprint to the finish and like, hold on, because we're going.
So I'm going to read off these points that I have for like my reasons why I think this show is good. And I think that almost anyone can enjoy this property, even if they're not a huge anime fan. So I mentioned before the epic orchestral music. The next point I have is world feels lived in and it feels like things have been going on for a while. Now in this episode, so many things are happening at once, which can kind of be overwhelming, but at the same time, it feels like you're kind of going in halfway through stuff is going on. Like this feels like the show doesn't start when you start watching it. It just so happens that you are watching this conflict. And I feel as though they're going to have a bunch of flashbacks later in the series. And yeah. I feel like that makes for a compelling show.
It's like you walked into the town and then stuff's going on and you're like, oh, what's going on? And then you watch this event, but then you like,
it almost feels
after
like
the event's
like
done,
yeah.
You find somebody and you ask them, like, what the fuck? Like, this was cool, but like, what happened? Like,
what's,
yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It feels almost like you're like the camera is like a character within itself. And like you walked into a show halfway going on and you're like, wait, what? Who's this guy? Huh? Wait, there's a conflict going on. And that kind of makes it an interesting proposition, I guess, for a TV show. So the next thing is a great vignette of the story in the future. So I've watched the original series in 2003, and I think that this is, if you just wanted to watch one episode of the show and be done, this is a great vignette for what this show is in general.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense. It's a small snippet of what makes this show great. And I think that if you just wanted someone to watch one anime, like one episode of one anime to see if they'll like it, I think this would be a good first episode for anyone. And then the last part is creepy music at the final screen, which kind of leaves you with an open-ended story. Even in the first episode, it kind of leaves you with this cliffhanger to make you want to watch more. And I think that that's important in anime because, like you said before, some anime has a bunch of filler and kind of leaves you wanting more, but in a bad way. And I think that Fullmetal Alchemist episode 1 leaves you wanting in a great way. And I think that that's one of the strong points of this episode and one of the strong points of this series from what I remember from the 2003. episode or episodes that I watch. So that's my two cents. And now, Nato, I want to throw it over to your side, and I want you to give me some points on why you think this show is a good show to watch for new anime fans and old anime fans alike.
Well, like, this, yeah, it's just literally like how the adult themes, that's why I think it's good to show to a non-anime fan, because usually people that haven't watched anime are like, they see it as a cartoon and they're like, oh, cartoons are for kids and stuff like that. And then I sometimes try and bring up, yeah, like, what about South Park and Family Guy and stuff like that? And they're like, well, I don't really want a comedy and stuff like that. And I'm just like, well, let me show you something with a bit of darker tones and stuff like that. And yeah, it's death and stuff like that. And yeah, it is in the old edition and all that. There's the one bit where you find the dad who does something with his family that's like, that's the episode I try and get to before I'm like, what did you think? And like, once, because it is pretty lighthearted in those first couple of episodes until I think it's either 4 or 5 where that episode hits. And then, oh, baby, does everyone kind of realize, like, oh, no, like, I would never show this to kids and stuff like that. But then it's still like usual, as I kind of mentioned before, it's in the similar tone of the Shonen Jumps where it's like the hero that saves the world and stuff like that. I just love that kind of stuff. Like, everybody does. That's like pretty much most like action and big films. It's like the character, like we mentioned other Avatar, the cartoon, but Avatar, like the blue people one, that's literally what that movie is about. Like a hero stepping up to save a race. And God, how many people went to see that movie and stuff like that? So it's just like, that's why I like to show them these kind of ones. Like, as I said, Cowboy Bebop. Anyone who I know loves Firefly and stuff like that, this is the one I sit down, I'm like, hey, look, this is cartoon Firefly and stuff like that. My missus' dad, he's obviously that age, like, had never really watched anime and stuff like that. And I was just like, look, I watch a lot. And he's like, well, what do I watch? So I sat him down and watched Cowboy Bebop. He took the Blu-rays back with him to go watch it in... when he moved back over states and stuff like that.
That's great.
My friends that came and lived with me when they were in between houses and stuff like that, I sat them down and watched, because I was watching probably Food Wars or something when they came to live, and they were just like, what the fudge is this? And I'm like, oh, this is anime. But like, this is when you're deep in anime. Like, let me show you something that like eases you in. So like, I sat them down and watched Full Metal Alchemist with them, Brotherhood, and man, they only stayed with me for a week, but I talked to them like a couple of weeks later and they're like, oh yeah, we've finished Brotherhood. Like, what's the next one to watch? And I'm like, wow, you really like that. And they're like, man, that was amazing. Like, I wish we saw this like years and years ago. And I'm like, all right, here's a huge list of blah, 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 blah. And yeah, from there. But Full Metal Alchemist is definitely amazing. Like, even just for me as like a huge anime fan, like, I'm the same boat as you. I thought I'd watched a lot of anime until you sent me that list. And I was just like, I know none of these ones. Yeah. And I was like, wow, yeah. I thought I had a good knowledge of anime.
Yeah. So. And the thing is, that's why I wanted to start this show, because, you know, on other shows that I've been on, we talk about fandoms and about how sometimes you can enter a fandom and think, yeah, like, I'm pretty knowledgeable. Yeah, I know what's going on. And then you talk to like 2 or 3 people and you're like, oh no, I know nothing. I don't know, not even like a fractal of what I enjoy, I know anything about. So this show is all about trying to learn a little bit more and, you know, open our eyes, maybe, I don't know, open our surroundings up to like watch stuff that maybe we wouldn't normally watch, but is highly rated. So now we're at the final part of the show, Nato, and it's the final third, I guess. And we'll say, if you had to give Full Metal Alchemist a rating, a general rating of A+ to F, where would you give it?
Well, I kind of already spoiled that, because like, it's probably my top 3 of anime ever. So it's definitely an A+. A++ for me.
Wow. Okay, yeah. So now that's your general rating. Now I'm going to ask you to break it down a little bit for me. I want you to break it down into 3 categories, I guess. So I want to give you, or I want to ask you to give me a ranking on story, which includes like characters and stuff like that. So story...
Story is the thing I love the most about this. So that's the biggest rating. Okay. So that is the A+ on this.
Okay. So story is your A+. So I wanted you to give me the ratings of the story, the music, and the visuals. Those are the 3 separate ratings you can give me.
Music's probably a B, But then again, I never really paid attention to the music. But then that's also a bad sign as well, because there's a lot of anime that I'm like, oh man, the music in this was amazing. And like the sound or the background music or even just sound effects and stuff like that. It's not the biggest thing. It's cool. Like anytime alchemy is used, it's just amazing. But I don't know. I can't think back and like think of like any scene where like the music was like, oh wow, yeah, this was good.
Okay.
So that's
so
probably
we had story A, music B,
and visuals.
Last part, visuals. Where do you think? Yeah.
Visuals. I'm gonna give it a B plus because like. Okay. When it does go visuals, like during the fights and stuff like that, oh, it is fresh. But like, I've seen a lot of anime from around that time, and some of them look good start to finish, like even in the boring story parts of, well, I wouldn't say boring because I love the story, but you know, like the bit where like the action isn't happening,
mm-hmm.
it still looks amazing and stuff like that. While, I don't know, it's just, yeah. It's the best of average, if that makes sense. Like,
okay.
There's nothing
so
wrong
yeah,
with
so
it, but,
like
it's,
a B.
But it doesn't excel in
okay.
its normal visuals. But the, okay. the fights, every fight looks amazing.
Okay. So from what I understand, you're giving this an A based primarily on like the story aspect. You're really into that world and like the setting of the of that and also the characters more than yep. anything. And do
Most
you think
definitely.
That's and do you think that's why it's people think it's so approachable because
yeah.
of the story, and you think the characters are relatable? Do you think that's why people think it's so high on that like that rating list, do you think?
Yeah, also the pacing of the story itself, like how they give it to you. It's not too quick. Like, that first episode is, as I said, it's a weird episode because like it gives it all to you too quick, while the rest of the story is not given to you that quick. Like, we go on a fast ride, but we're not like, I can't see because the wind's hitting me in the face too fast. Kind of like
yeah,
pacing.
I feel you on that. I feel you on that.
Yeah. So that,
and,
yeah.
Yeah. So for myself, I for my little grading session, I would also give it an A.
Yeah.
And again, maybe that A is kind of
partially
nostalgic.
How far did you get to?
I only watched episode one. I'm saying just purely based off of this episode.
Oh, okay. So,
like if I had to recommend this off someone. But then again, I've also watched the other series in 2003. Yeah. So this is also knowing that in mind, the quality.
Oh, there's just so many characters. You just, I'm so excited to like have you run through this, especially because you come from a different angle, like where there's not, you've never seen Full Metal Alchemist. You are coming from the 2003, which goes like gets to about halfway and then takes a totally different turn. So there's just all these new characters that are going to get introduced. There's even there's some callbacks to the 2003 things because the main villain of the 2003 one has like a cameo in this one, but obviously he's not a character because like the story doesn't go down that path.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So to give my general rankings, I give it an A because again, for whatever reason, it felt almost like it was a Harry Potter-esque situation where I could feel the setting. There was some stuff going on. There was life in the setting. And I think that's important when you're watching something or reading a story or whatever. And I think that's why, again, same for you. The story is a big thing for me. And I think that's one of the reasons why I'm giving it such a high grade. Like maybe the worst I would give it is an A minus. Now, in terms of its individual grades, story, I would give, again, same as you, an A. The audio for me, though, was really hit me. And I think that I'm going to give it a B plus or an A minus because the orchestral like sweeping themes for me really, really got me. And it reminded me of like a Harry Potter or like a classical movie where that orchestra really kind of feeds into what's going on in the scene. And that really got me into it for some reason. And then for visuals, again, I'm watching a lot of newer anime. So I feel like my visual like acuity, I guess, or like my way to like look at visuals is different than other people's because all my anime that I've been watching recently is modern.
Yeah.
So I'd give it like a B just because I'm used to higher quality animation. This was made in 2009. So, you know, animation gets a little bit better every year. Same with any form of technology. So again, I'm used to a different style. Maybe a little bit more smooth or there's something that I can't describe necessarily, but I just didn't fall in love with it as much as I would have liked to.
I wonder if that's just when they've either just before or just after they'd switched to digital kind of like, because they used to hand draw everything, but and then kind of scan that in. But now these days, they obviously digitally draw everything in, and you can tell the difference between the two.
Yeah.
Same with some games and stuff like that. You could tell the difference when they used to do the hand draw and stuff for that kind of animation style. So I wonder if it is just because it's really good, but it's aged against some of the, as you said, some of the anime that have come out recently.
And it's not bad by any means. It just like when I watch Haikyuu season 2, for example, which is my favorite anime at the moment, like you can tell that it just looks smoother to me for some reason. And like, that's why I'm not giving it an A, just because it's a little bit older and I can kind of see the age a little bit, not a lot, on this show. So our general thoughts are both A and A for this. If you're a new anime fan, I think you should totally check this out. And if you're an old anime fan like me who's never seen this show before, I still think you should check it out because I think it's worth your time, even if you've watched the 2003 series, because it will give you something just a little bit different, something a little bit new, even to a show you've already seen, which is very unique because you can rarely, it's not like you can watch like, hey, do you want to see, I don't know, like, do you want to watch Friends from 2001 and then watch Friends from 2012? Like, very rarely do shows have a second try on doing the same story, but a little bit different. And I think that if you're an older anime fan who has seen the 2003 series, check this out. Cause apparently according to Nato, it's very, very different.
Oh,
and Nato, do you have any closing thoughts?
I'd give it more to people that had watched the 2003 one to go to watch this one. Like, even more than newer people, like new to anime in general. Yeah. Oh God.
So as I said, I didn't realize on Brotherhood or anything like that, or any final words you'd like to say about Brotherhood before we get out?
Look, it's probably my favorite for a reason. Go and see it, please. Please do yourself a favor.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. All right. Well, Nato, we survived. We survived our first classroom. The bell's about to ring. And do you have any closing thoughts on just anything, or to fellow anime fans, anything you want to plug or say about yourself before we leave?
Just step outside of, like, everyone has like a style because anime is such like, it's as big as movies. There's so many different styles. Like, step out of your styles every once in a while and watch something different. Like, the first time I watched Oren High, like, Oren High would never be my style of anime, but man, I love that show. Only because my girlfriend loved that. But that's what I mean. Like, I'm a real Shonen Jump fan and jumped over to something like, yeah, your teen love story kind of stuff. And it's really good. All anime is amazing. So step outside your genre every once in a while.
So now, before you go or before we go, do you have any recommendations for people other than Fullmetal Alchemist that they should watch for next week?
Cowboy Bebop, for sure.
All right. Yeah. That's a solid recommendation right there.
Oh, God. There's not one person that I haven't tried to sit down and make them watch Cowboy Bebop.
All right. Well, everyone, you have finished your first class of A-plus anime. Next week, we will be talking about Gintama, so that is your anime homework. My name is Ian Purcell. That has been Nato Johnson. It has been a pleasure talking about anime with you, Nato, and I can't wait to talk to you again. Say goodbye to the people.
Goodbye, people.
Goodbye. And done.